The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I am not kidding you. One time I turned to my husband, DJ Automatic, and I said, did you know they removed gullible from the dictionary? And he said, really? And that's why I want to talk about this.
That never happened.
I swear to you it did. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
I know it's been a couple of days since the April Fool's thing, but seriously, you're still talking about some of this stuff like it was real.
I was looking at Google and I saw a story and it says TSA announces new policy. All travelers will need clear carry-on bags starting this summer. And I was like, oh, here we go. TSA again.
Because you fly.
Because I fly all the time. And I was like, I just literally turned to Jane. I was like, I guess I need to get a clear backpack because you can't take backpacks on the flights anymore.
And I said, what are you talking about? Oh, we have to have clear bags. And I still didn't understand until he showed me the picture of a rolling suitcase that was clear. And I said, clearly, that is an April Fool's joke, Otto. Yeah,
that's what I figured it was. But think about it.
When you
go
to a stadium, really fell for this.
When you go to a stadium, do you not have to take a clear bag?
It depends on where you are.
I could see it making sense. But also, I know my favorite thing is I know Automatic, when he read it, he threw his arms up in the air, too.
He did!
I was like, oh, great.
He literally did.
I was like, now everyone's going to see inside my backpack. I can't even keep anything secret.
It doesn't take much to get you to flail your arms is what I'm learning more and more about you.
Well, the other thing I fell for was Shams, you know, the guy from the NBA, the reporter.
No.
Okay, NBA investigated reporter.
Okay, so he reported that J. Cole was going to go play in the CBA.
Which is not true.
Chinese Basketball Association.
I don't know much about the NBA, but I know that J. Cole, the rapper, is not going to go play in the NBA.
Well, not in the NBA.
Whatever.
He's going to go play in China.
He's not.
But he's already played in Africa, so he has already played professionally.
Whoa. And that was a joke, too.
No, well, he actually played. And then I realized, I was like, didn't J. Cole just turn 40? Yeah, he's not playing in China.
He's not playing. If you want to get one on someone in this studio, hit up my husband, DJ Automatic.
Well, I actually almost got a little bit yesterday on that note of the J. Cole one. I have a friend actually from A-Leaf area. He's from there. He lives in New Mexico now. Anyway, he got on Instagram yesterday and made this long post talking about how he's going to step down from his manager position at a construction company to go use his 1 year of college eligibility to make a return to college football.
See?
And I was like reading that and I was like, military drafting 40-year-olds again. So
he's having a midlife crisis 10 years too early. What's happening, dude?
I mean, if he made the team, he would get paid. You're getting paid in college now.
Anthony, how long did it take you to figure it out?
Probably about the third sentence when I looked at his hairline. I was like, you're not going back to college with that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you spend a lot of money and you don't tell your partner, you're not going to tell your husband or your wife immediately, that is going to be a red flag for them.
You know all about that.
I do. I've gotten in trouble with Otto. And that's why I'm telling you, Otto, that's why I'm saying you can't do this. When Melanie called me and she said, my husband used to have a habit of attending night ballets.
Oh,
I thought to myself, oh my God, I hope that's not happening. I hope that's not what he's doing. And it wasn't. It did not go down in the DM. It was even worse.
Ben, we're missing over $1,000 and you're telling me not to worry about it? Are you kidding me? Who's getting all our money? What's getting our kids' money? What did you do with
you
it?
Pokemon. I'm buying Pokemon ripping.
What the hell? What are you doing?
I knew you wouldn't get it, but just know I already made our money back with the Charizard last week.
So hold up. Let me get this straight. You're spending our emergency money on Pokemon cards?
Oh. I already made the money back and then some. These are investments. We're going to do good.
No, these are little kids' games.
It's basically rolling the dice with your money, with your just-in-case cash.
Which is a bad idea.
It is
a form of gambling, but there's going to be a return on that card no matter what.
Well, that's what the gambler says. Whenever I used to go sit at that blackjack table, I'd be like, I'm going to make my money back somehow.
One thing I was really riding with Ben on is I was supporting his habit, and I think every guy should maintain their identity even through marriage. But also, he has a daughter now, And you kind of have to plan for having a one-year-old kid in your life, and you got to kind of give up things like this. I've had friends who had to sell off their whole shoe collection to make room for their child's nursery.
Shoe collection, Anthony.
Yeah, oh, I'm talking real sneakerheads. Automatic knows how that gets. Like, guys who have full-on bedrooms of sneakers and have to give them away just to make room for their daughter.
You need a nursery. Oh, you want to keep a room for your shoes or a room for your child?
I gave away my PlayStation when Ava was born.
I remember that, Otto. Also, you only have one room of records left.
Yeah, but I mean, that's my work. That's different. Those have made me an entire living. Those made me a career.
I know, but you haven't pulled them out in over a decade. Records.
I was going through them this weekend.
Going through them and checking them out and reminiscing is not.
Vinyl parties are coming back big time, and I am ready. You know, if anybody wants to book me,
that's what I was going to say.
I was like, I have tons of vinyl,
and you can hire Otto. Going back to this conversation, though, making a large purchase, and I know we've talked about this, and we don't really, I don't think I've let Anthony know exactly how bad that fight was. I made a purchase without talking to you, and you were mad. I mean, the D word came up to force. I mean, it was, of course, you're angry, you're saying things. In no way did I ever think that would happen.
I must have not meant it, because I don't even remember what you bought.
It was for the house. It was like something that we needed for the house, something that you enjoy now. Flooring or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It was when we were doing the remodeling and you were spending more money than you were saying you were spending. Yeah. And I looked at the bank account.
We live there, though.
No,
we
you're right.
We live in
we
this
do,
house.
But
imagine me taking $1,000 and saying, Otto, I'm going to buy, I don't know, whatever it is, and not discussing it with you. And
you do that all the time.
No, and it's a chance investment. What if you would have lost everything?
A chance investment. I like that description. I got a question, Dana. When Otto dropped a D word, divorce, on you for the first time, did it stop you right in your tracks?
No. I said, take everything. I don't care. I'll rebuild. I did. I said,
you didn't have that energy.
Yeah, you know
she
I did.
She didn't have that energy.
That is 100%.
No, she did it.
That's why he's laughing, because I said, not the first or the last. No, I'm just kidding. I was upset. Of course, I was mad. I was like, you don't trust me? Like, you don't trust me? But he was right. In the end, he was right. You have to have a conversation when it involves money. I don't even, if you have a $20 bill laying on the dresser, I don't even pick that up without telling you, hey, I'm taking this $20 bill. I let you know. That's out of respect.
You stop at the ATM and say, hey, get me cash.
Well, because I don't have my own debit card. Because you don't let me.
No, that is not true. Don't say that.
I know myself. 877-730-DCS1. Don't you think you owe it to your partner to talk to them before you make a major purchase? Call us up now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Talking to your partner about finances is extremely important. If you don't do it, it can cause a blowout fight. Anthony, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
Good morning. Good morning, Liv. Thank you for taking my call. Listen to you guys every morning. Me and my daughter rush to hear the Down the DMs every morning.
Oh, Anthony, we love you. What's your daughter's name?
Aubriana.
Will you tell Aubriana I said hi? Hopefully we'll get to talk to her soon. Okay,
come on,
Anthony. Yes, I'm warming her up for Fresh Friday. But you absolutely have to talk about this kind of stuff with your partner. I'm a huge car TCG fan, trading card game nerd, if you will. So this was right up my alley. When you buy that amount of cards, you're taking a major chance. It is a lot like gambling. You're lucky to get that hit, to get that Charizard. And you have to be sure that those kind of cards are going to be available in the sets you buy. So it's very methodical if you really try to explore this path. So many people have really tried to, because it's all over TikTok. There's apps and all this stuff now that's blowing up. And
it makes it look so easy. You're going to win.
Well,
it's exciting to watch the guys open the packs online. Of course.
And they don't show the weak hits. They only show the good ones, right? And that's what makes more people watch and more people invest and buy packs and stuff like that. So, I mean, I found my old Pokemon collection back in the day. I had my mom ship it to me from Las Vegas. I had amazing cards in there. There's little details on cards that make them even more expensive, like early on. So that card that I have is worth $400. And back in the day, I used to throw that on the pavement.
You used to throw it on the pavement and now it's... Okay, are you going to sell it, Anthony? Is it something you would part ways with, or you're keeping it?
Well, now it's not worth anything because there's too many scratches on it, right? I mean,
they got to be in mint condition.
You're throwing it on the ground, making up rules and stuff as you play.
This doesn't sound like any kind of fun.
You have to be lucky, because even if you open it and it's perfect it could come cut or misprinted or something like that from the factory, and you can't get a 10 on it anymore.
Oh, I'm going to be honest, Anthony. Talking to you, I feel like you know what you're talking about. If you missed the Down in the DM earlier, you want to listen to the podcast. That guy didn't sound like he knew what he was talking about.
Well, he didn't sound as knowledgeable as this
guy. At all. No. He sounded like he got lucky.
But he still hit.
Anthony knows what he's talking about, and he said it's a risk. It's not.
I don't know. This Anthony kind of sounds a little bit like a dream killer. You're a little bit of a dream killer, bro.
Anthony, don't tell Anthony that.
All right, you're a little too logical.
One Anthony A to another Anthony A. You got money to do it. You know, invest, do it, and have fun with it. But if you're not going to make money back, you got to take that risk, and that's the gamble you take.
I feel like you are me from an opposite universe.
I say the same thing every time I listen to you in the morning.
You sound a lot more responsible.
It's the metaverse.
Been with my wife 18 years.
You are the opposite.
You are the opposite, Anthony A. Oh my! Don't hang up. The Spider-Man meme. Literally, don't hang up. Producer Jack has got to get your number. Did your partner make a big purchase without your permission and cause a huge argument? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have to talk about this. This story came up on my timeline. There's a couple in Florida. They were having trouble. They were reproductively challenged, right?
Oh.
Having trouble having a baby.
They couldn't have a baby, yeah.
Yeah, and so they go to this place, this IVF place, and they're like, oh, we can help you. We're going to give you your dream come true. And they were so excited when they were pregnant and everything is healthy and happy. This is a white couple who gave birth to a black child.
Oh, how? Oh.
Because they mixed everything up, Otto. The IVF place didn't even care enough to care about whose eggs and whose sperms and everything else was going to who.
Well, that was a surprise.
What?
Not only that, they love their child. They don't want to give up their child, but it's not their child. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she birthed the child, so it's her child, right?
I'm so confused from the beginning because IVF. IVF, isn't that what prevents pregnancy?
No, that's an IUD, Anthony.
Well,
do we have that sound by Jack?
I don't even know what's going on. I don't know. I'm so confused.
Let me explain to you. If a couple can't have a baby, they will take, let's say they take my egg and they take Otto's sperm and they put it together outside of our bodies, okay? And they're like, yay, here's a baby. And then they're like, here you go, Dana. We're going to put it back in your body and you're going to carry this baby, okay?
Okay.
They didn't do that. They used the wrong egg. They used somebody else's egg and sperm. And so now I'm carrying another couple's baby. This is the couple's attorney.
This investigation requires communication with a universe of patients who now may be leaving the facility. Their records might be leaving the facility. Highly unlikely, if impossible, that her best interest could ever include being severed from the world that she knows is her family at this point. This is her family.
So her mother and father are looking, obviously, for her biological parents, but they do not want to give their child up. They're like, this is our baby, but it's not our baby.
Mm.
And the IVF clinic doesn't want to give up any records. You know why? Because they didn't keep records. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh,
they're like, oh, it's because of privacy. What privacy?
Well, there's got to be some kind of because of HIPAA. You can't just go and put everybody's business out there.
But you put another baby in my body.
Yeah, somebody has to be responsible for that.
Obviously, it's a mess. They messed up. Yeah,
but they love their daughter. They don't care.
Of course they do.
But they also feel badly. They're like,
did their baby go with the other couple?
Otto, did you not hear what I said? They don't know who the couple is.
Oh, gosh.
The IVF clinic will not divulge who the biological parents of their daughter is. They say they can't do that. Well, they probably don't even know. That's what I think.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
But the parents are also saying, look, we want to let the biological parents know because of our ethic, because of our morals. But we don't want to give our daughter up. Even though she's not ours. Yes, it is confusing.
She must be like a pretty baby or something, because if it was an ugly baby, you're going to give it
back. No, you're not, Anthony.
If it's an ugly baby, I'm like, yo, I'm giving you back. But she must
be. You are not. You absolutely are not, Anthony, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.